This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last Friday, we all went to Metallica at Lumen Field, and our friend Sarah was hoping to continue a tradition with her husband George that they did the last time the band was in town, which was 2017.
2017, also at Lumen Field.
And that was to have a little fun in the bathroom together.
And they had fun in the family bathroom.
And I mean,
all fairness, they were trying to start a family.
That's why it's there,
yes.
Right?
I believe that is the actual rule.
From your mouth to God's ear, Steve. So did it happen? Danny, you were able to check in with her before Metallica even took the stage to see what maybe did or didn't go down.
I am what they call an investigative reporter.
Yeah. You truly are our journalist.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Our love journalist. Oh.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Sarah.
Yes?
So we're here at Metallica.
Yeah.
And I have one simple question for you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be part of the simple question today. I don't even think Steve and Tara know that I'm doing this.
No, we don't.
Nope.
We had no idea that this was going on. And just to set the framework for this, I set it all up. Somehow we ended up, Metallica's management had an extra suite, and they just let us radio knuckleheads have one of the suites on the field, which was really cool.
It was sweet.
They didn't have any food, but it was still really cool.
Okay. Oh, I'm scared.
Have you and George in the bathroom yet?
Okay, journalist
wow.
over here.
Potty mouth.
What's the, oh, yeah. Well, you know, a couple of drinks in, it happens.
Happens to Como 4, King 5. Whenever they send people out on the field, they drop F words all the time.
All the time.
Okay, here we go.
Not yet, but the night is still young.
Where is George? I don't even see him.
I don't know where he went, to be honest. But I told him we had sex at the Metallica concert in 2017, so we have to this year.
Is he going to be able to do it?
I mean, it's really like, is he willing to?
He's married. He's not willing anymore.
Everything changes.
Everything goes downhill.
Whoa. Willing to. He'll be able to if he's willing to.
It's 5:30. I don't know.
It's only 5:30 and you're already laying the pressure on? I don't even think. What's his face? Mammoth. The
Wolfgang's
band hasn't taken the stage yet.
Mm-mm.
A lot of pressure. 5:30? Before the band starts, you want to get this over with, right?
Of course, yeah.
I don't have high hopes.
It's got to be when Metallica comes on. Check with me after Metallica's performed, and we'll see if we did it.
What? I don't want to do it while if I'm George, I'm like, no, man. I came to see Metallica. I could see you after Metallica.
The tempo of some of those songs, though, might be nice.
Faster. Faster.
Actually, though, it would be.
I saw the way he was looking at you. He was like, no way.
He was like, no way?
Oh.
Oh, he
just
did.
Crushing.
He looked at me, and this is why I was pressuring, because I was like, Sarah, he's not even around at this point. Like,
no.
He just, like, left.
He's off finding some food.
Yeah. He left, like, the stadium, and I was like, where is he? Like, you're supposed to be trying to make this happen.
He went to go get a sausage while Sarah's looking for his sausage.
Exactly. He's gone.
That did actually happen. He did get a hot dog. That was, like, the first thing when we came there. He's like, can I leave and go get a hot dog?
You better come back with one.
All right, so you heard the audio. Taryn, you and I still don't know.
No.
What do you think?
I think it's so tough to say because based on what Danny said, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it didn't happen.
Man, I want to say yes just to kind of like, you know, be like contrarian to you, but I don't think so either. And, you know, I walked back with them after the show. And I didn't see any like pep in their step.
to be no fair, faith.
To be fair, they're almost 40. So really, like, that kind of thing would just tire them out.
It is tough. It is tough on the hips.
The fact that it was the suite bathroom, too, you know, it's, like, pretty close quarters to everybody else. So I'm going to say no.
That also, you're absolutely right. So we're in a suite. I mean, I could understand doing it like in the family restroom because you just don't know who's going in there next. But you absolutely know who's going to be using that bathroom. It's all of your coworkers. So, yeah, I'm saying no as well.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Let's find out.
Sarah.
Yes.
I need an update.
I'm not getting a good vibe right now. What do you think?
I'm still going with no.
All right, no, I'm feeling like she's not happy.
Oh, she's not happy.
How you doing?
I'm so good.
So good.
Crap.
So good.
Not mad at George?
Not at all.
Okay, maybe we're wrong.
George, how you doing?
Fine.
Sweaty. He's
sweaty. I need to go home.
Did you just say you're tired now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he needs a nap. They did it. They had to have done it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's such a dude. I need to go home. I'm sleepy.
He was so sweaty.
They have a couch in the suite. He could have taken a nap.
He could have. He's so sweaty.
Did you have a good time in the bathroom?
Dude, I was just thinking.
Oh my God.
I don't believe that for a second.
Good.
I would not be.
I
would.
Oh
my God. I would not help him if he was taking a.
So wait. Sarah, success?
Success. Yeah, you guys were wrong. No faith in me or my boy.
I love that his lie, his go-to was, I was in there taking care of number two.
I know, like, babe, why would I be in the bathroom with you then?
Dude, I was just taking
a- Oh my God.
She's just a very supportive wife.
So did this happen before Metallica? Did you guys have fun before Metallica?
So...
When did this happen? During Pantera?
No, George is a really big Pantera fan. So we were on the floor during Pantera, and I think the music of Pantera just really got him in the mood.
So he's like, let's walk on over to that bathroom.
Well, so then we were like, okay, let's in between go back to the suite. So we walked into the suite. There was like... you guys were nowhere to be found. There were just people kind of outside of the suite, just, you know, waiting for Metallica to come on. And so we literally just looked at each
other. So the indoors part of the suite was empty.
Well, there was like two people in there.
There was that one guy who didn't talk to anybody.
Right.
I still don't even know who that was. He was in our suite. He said nothing to anyone.
Oh, no.
I think we all tried to engage him in a conversation. He wasn't very personable. And we still don't know who he was.
Yeah. So he was there and then someone else was there, but I didn't really know them. So we went to the bathroom. You know, had some fun, and then
the greatest part of the entire thing.
All I just hear.
Are you waiting outside the bathroom?
I
didn't know they were in there. We got back.
I hear the door open, and I just hear. Not the bathroom door. The door to the suite
door.
I just hear Danny's loud wallet chain and keys, and I'm like,
the ghost of Christmas past.
I know who that is, and then I think him or his buddy who he was with was like, who. Is someone in the bathroom? And so some guy who was there was like, yeah, they're taking a long time. And I was like, ooh.
It's not just some guy either. It's Tom from MXPX, the guitarist from MXPX. And I, because we were on the floor of Pantera too. So we walk in, we're like, hey, let's go use the suite bathroom because it's better than waiting in line.
Absolutely.
So we go and I go,
that to me is the best part of a suite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I jingle the door. It's locked. And I'm like, oh, somebody's in there. And they're like, yeah, they've been in there for a long time. And then they walk out.
So is Tom waiting to use the bathroom?
Yes. And they walk out.
So what was Tom's reaction?
He literally looks at me. He goes, oh, they just had fun in there. And I was like.
He's like, I'm going to go use the public bathroom. It's probably cleaner.
I was like, exactly. And he's like, it's okay. They're married, though.
Dude, I love that you were taking your time in there, too. Like, that it had been a long time. Like, let's hit it and quit it.
Well, yeah, there wasn't. I mean, there's a long wait between Pantera and Metallica. And I do just want to say I sat next to Tom, like, maybe 10 minutes after. He literally just. He puts his fist out, like fist bump me. Yeah, he's like, nice. And I'm like, that's what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.